This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The historic summit is underway. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin are engaged in conversations, call them negotiations, on any number of topics, as AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Conditions are dismal, and the White House says rather than pushing for a wholesale reset like his recent predecessors, President Biden will instead look for small areas of potential cooperation. He'll urge Vladimir Putin to end election interference and cyber attacks, among other things. Putin's aim is to give the new administration his red lines to protect Moscow's interests.
Both have said they hope their talks in a stately lakeside Geneva villa can lead to more stable and predictable relations. Relations have deteriorated for years. New emails released yesterday show former President Donald Trump and his allies pressured the Justice Department to investigate unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election in the last few weeks in office. It happened despite the fact that his former attorney general had said there was no evidence of widespread fraud, according to emails released yesterday by the House Oversight Committee. Colleen Long is covering the story for Associated Press.
Those emails show just how forward Trump and his allies were in trying to get the Justice Department on board with their false claims of election fraud. The emails show, in some cases, they pressure Justice Department officials to try to sign on to a Supreme Court brief challenging the results of the election in the six battleground states. In others, they just show kind of like a pressure campaign.
This is V.